Greetings, folks. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. Welcome to another segment of Agricultural Market Viewpoint, a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. This week, I want to focus on the summer crop production conditions as well as winter crop production conditions, because this is an important theme at the moment, because across the world, the topic of food security is really up in the agendas. And when you look into it, about what do people talk about when they're focusing on food security in the world, it's largely around grains and the oilseeds production. And this is also a segment of our agriculture where South Africa tends to do relatively well. And at this point, we are at critical time on both summer grains and also on the winter crops. When we talk about summer grains in South Africa, we are mainly referring to maize, which is white maize for human consumption, and yellow maize mainly for animal consumption, and sunflower seeds, which is of course for cooking oil, but a bit of sunflower seed also is used for animal feed, what we call the sunflower seed oil cake. There's an oil cake part of it that goes to human consumption and part of it cake that goes to animal feed. The same is true for soybeans. We use a lot of soybeans for animal feed, groundnuts and sorghum and dry beans. Those are summer crops in South Africa. When I'm referring though to winter crops, basically focusing on wheat, canola, barley, those are our main winter crops when we're thinking about South Africa, as well as what we produce as a country. Let's start off with summer crops, because that's one of the area where we are at the tail end of the harvest. If one drives across South Africa, for example, anywhere between May going into July each year, it's usually brown. People are busy in the fields. And this year, the harvest is actually a bit delayed compared to the previous years, because the season started in a bit of a bad footing with excessive rains across the country, which in some areas people were even fearing and asking themselves as to whether farmers will be able to plant the areas that they typically plant. Now, for summer crops, which is the grouping of all of those crops that I mentioned, the area planted in South Africa each year, it's around about 4.3 million tons, hectares or so, around 4.3 million hectares. That's the area that we typically plant for summer crops as a country. And in the past season, we actually were able to plant that area, even though much of it was planted beyond the planting window because of the excessive rains that I talked about. But those excessive rains also sowed doubt in people's mind about whether then we will be able to have a solid crop or a good crop to meet our annual needs and the needs of those that we typically export to or serve, which is the SADC, some of the SADC countries, and even some of the Far East countries where we export our maize to. And we typically then get these monthly estimates from the Crop Estimate Committee, which gives us a sense of where the production is as the year progresses. And at this point, we received, for example, last week, the sixth production estimate for South Africa's summer crop. And that production estimate paints a fairly good picture for South Africa. It basically means that, for example, we are expecting this year a crop of about 14.7 million tons for maize, 14.7 million tons of maize. That is down from the previous season, which is the 2020-21 production season, which was about 16.3 million tons. So less than that by 10% if you were to compare this harvest to that harvest. But if you were to take it and compare it to a long-term average production in South Africa for maize, long-term maize production in South Africa is usually around about 12.8 million tons. So we're well above that. But the most critical thing is our annual consumption, to say, does a 14.7 million tons maize harvest meet our annual consumption? And the answer to that is yes, because our annual maize consumption is about 11.8 million tons. That is roughly 55% for animal feed and 45% for human consumption. So we'll be able to meet our needs. But most importantly, this maize harvest means that we will remain, as South Africa, a net exporter of maize. We expect, for example, that there will be exports of about 3 million tons of maize, slightly less compared to last seasons, where exports were just around about 4 million tons, but still a really huge amount of maize that will go to the export markets. And if one looks at the high frequency data from May this year up until now, we're actually seeing a lot of exports. In fact, last week, our maize exports had just inched over 1 million tons. Building up to that 3 million tons that I was talking about. So we are in good shape in as far as the maize harvest. The other important number that is worth highlighting from these data is soybeans. Soybeans, for example, South Africa is expecting 2.1 million tons of production. Now, a 2.1 million tons of soybean production is actually huge, because this is the largest harvest in history of South Africa. What has supported this is, of course, the expansion in area planting, but also good yields that are behind this. So we have a record soybean harvest. It means then that we'll be able to serve our domestic needs for poultry, animal feed, and all of that. It also means, importantly, that South Africa might not be importing a lot of soybean oil cake like we used to do. So now, as I said at the start, soybean oil cake is what we use for animal feed, and we used to import a lot of that for poultry production. And over time, of course, if you were to think about South Africa from 2010 going into 2020, we used to import that oil cake in 2010, nearly 1 million tons. Over time, as our production has expanded, we're now importing just around about 500,000 tons. And with a harvest like this, I think we will actually see those imports of soybean oil cake falling drastically, which is a positive thing for the agricultural trade balance, if you think it from those perspective. The other important one is sunflower seed. Sunflower is at the top of the agenda in the world, as of course I was saying, with the Ukraine-Russia war, and Ukraine being a major producer of sunflower oil, about nearly 60% of the world exports from there. And the war then has caused a supply crunch with all of the exports that couldn't get out of Ukraine before the grain deal that was reached a week or two ago. So that has been an issue where prices have been rising globally. Now, domestically, we expect that South Africa could have a second largest sunflower harvest on record. That is a harvest of around about 922,000 tons, second largest on record. It's also supported by the expansion in area plantings and the good yields from the when you compare from previous seasons. So it's a good period when you look in all of these summer crops. Now, that decline that I had mentioned of 10% year on year on maize, it's really caused mainly by the poor yields in some of the areas following those excessive rains, but also the reduction in area planting. Maize, for example, this year, we planted an area of about 2.6 million hectares, but if you were to compare with previous season, that was about 2.75. So we're slightly down on that. That's why these numbers are showing deviation. But the point is, South Africa is looking well when you look at the supply of summer grains, despite those heavy rains at the start of the season. So we are looking well. Of course, the harvest is relatively good, although down for some of the crops, if you were to compare. So you look at sorghum, dry beans, peanuts. The harvest is at fairly decent levels. But of course, if you compare to the previous season, for much of those crops, they are down in a harvest on that. But the point is, all of the summer crops, looked at it in totality, we are in a far better shape than many people had anticipated at the start of the year. And I guess then the question that comes to people is to say, okay, if you say our summer crops as South Africa is in a better shape, we are expecting these exports to Africa and also parts of Europe and parts of Asia, what's happening with prices? On a prices perspective, unfortunately, we follow what's happening in the global market. We are interlinked with the world. We follow the prices that are happening in the global space. As you can see that in South Africa, grain prices at this moment have been elevated regardless of what's happening in our domestic supply. So you're not really going to see a benefit of a decline in prices, as it would typically be the case if global prices were down, for example, then the domestic market would have responded that way. But you're not going to see that this particular season. But I guess the point of comfort is always the fact that South Africa, unlike some countries that might run out of supplies, we're not expecting that we will be in such a space where the country would run out of grain or anything. In fact, we'll be pushing it out to support some other countries in as far as that is concerned. But of course, if you are in the animal production you will still be paying a lot for your animal feed. And on a consumer side, of course, the grain prices remain relatively elevated. We'll discuss the issue of food price inflation in another segment, but even there, South Africa is a bit of an exception compared to some of the countries in the world, in that food price inflation for the second half of the year is not going to increase as faster as what we see in the world. But that's a topic for another day. Let me say a word on the winter crops. As I said, when we think about the winter, when you talk about the winter crops, we are basically focusing a lot on wheat, canola, barley. Those are the winter crops that we mainly focus on about. Of course, there are some of the small winter crops like oats that South Africa produces. Now, on the winter crops, this is a planting period in South Africa. We begin plantings around about the end of April, and then they continue. And then around about August, that's where we first have our production estimate about how much we are expecting the harvest to be on that. Now, South Africa is expecting a fairly good winter crop harvest, mainly because of a favorable weather conditions. Because while it was excessively wet in the start of the summer rainfall season in this year, and some areas struggled to plant, as I explained in the case of maize and the other crops, those areas, they also plant to a certain extent winter crops. There are some winter crops that are planted in, for example, Northern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, all of those. They will benefit from that improved soil moisture. And we are starting to see that if you look at the area plantings. For example, farmers this year have planted around about 554,000 hectares of wheat. That is up by 6% if you were to compare to last year. They've also planted around about 107,000 hectares of barley. That is up by 13%. On canola, 121,000 hectares. That is up by 21% on a year-on-year basis. So there is an improvement in area planting in there. That improvement in area planting is in all provinces, of course. Western Cape, that's where plus two-thirds of our winter crops are planted in that province. We see improvement in area plantings there. But we also see improvement in area plantings in the Free State, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and Northwest, specifically for wheat. And the really incentive behind that is these higher global wheat prices since the start of the war, and again, that moisture story that I was talking about. Now, looking into this in totality and looking at the weather conditions, we actually think that South Africa will have a relatively better crop. And the one that many people are looking at is really wheat, to say how much wheat are we going to have this year. And you'll remember that last season, which is the 2021-22 season, we had the largest wheat harvest in two decades. That was about 2.3 million tons of wheat. And you will remember that across all of these grains that we're producing, wheat is an important one, where South Africa still imports about half of its production. So an improvement in domestic production, it means that our import needs could also shrink a bit, which is positive again when you think about the agricultural trade balance. Now, that's what we are expecting this year, that we will have a relatively good winter crop in South Africa because of that expansion in area planting, and again, because of the good weather conditions that we are expecting. So that's all that we have this time around. And of course, the size of the harvest, we will be able to provide an update of that around about the 30th of August, which is where the first preliminary estimates will be released by the Crop Estimate Committee. And then we'll make sense of that along with what's happening in the grain, in the summer grain space, and we'll contextualize it on a food price inflation perspective. But I think the word of comfort here is that South Africa is in good shape when it comes to supplies of grains and oilseeds. We are not in by any means in a difficult situation like many countries across the world. That's it for now. We'll come back with another segment next week, where we'll discuss some of the key topical issues in the agricultural economy.